Teacher Karen Hazlett's fourth graders spent much of their English class this fall learning about child labor.
And then we've already read, what is child labor? What I want to do now is I want us to
Hazlett teaches in Akron's Miller South School for the Visual and Performing Arts. This is her 34th year in the classroom. And until recently, child labor probably would not be a central topic in her fourth grade English classes. Hazlett's students would read mostly fiction and answer questions about their opinions on plot and characters. Hazlett says one of the biggest changes with the new Common Core English standards is a greater emphasis on nonfiction material.
It used to be like maybe 20-30% of our teaching was nonfiction, and now it's 50 or more. That's a huge difference.
The new standards are tougher than Ohio's old standards, and they require students to analyze writing more deeply. She has the Common Core standards for today's lesson posted on her chalkboard.
Okay, you're there. So integrate information from two topics, explain the reasons using evidence, looking for details, drawing inference, drawing conclusions, main idea.
Hazlett's students have already read a series of articles about child labor written at maybe a 6th or 7th grade level. That's higher than what they would have encountered a few years ago. Today, she has them work together in pairs to draw some conclusions from what they've read. As she talks to her students, the phrase you hear over and over again is cite evidence.
Where in the text did you get that idea? Read it with me.
What is one important new thing you have learned from reading these texts?
Cite evidence.
Pairs of students pore over the photocopied articles.
Well, it says Asia, Africa, and Latin America do it a lot.
It says it can be mentally, physically, socially, or morally dangerous and harmful to children and interferes with schooling.
Teaching these young kids to work with factual evidence is a big change, Hazlett says.
And I've been teaching a long time, and I was like, why didn't we think of that before? Because it helps them to go back and focus on the text.
Other English classes in Akron are studying topics like CSI-style forensic anthropology, space exploration, and food safety. The lessons are part of Common Core aligned units developed by the University of Pittsburgh. Akron teacher Anna Panning's fifth graders are learning about space exploration.
It's really rigorous, and I sort of have them pumped up with, you know, this is going to be tough, but we can do it. And, you know, so they're really enjoying the work so far. They're really enjoying this work, and they love the topic. They love the topic. So,
English curriculum supervisor Tuan Dang Nguyen began introducing the Common Core to Akron teachers 3 years ago. Since then, Akron has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on things like new materials and substitutes so teachers can attend Common Core training.
It's here are the standards. Here's a model unit. Here's some training to see what you can do with those standards. So we're not, you know, just sending them off and saying good luck.
She says the long phase-in may mean fewer surprises for her teachers and students when the new Common Core aligned tests start next spring. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Molly Bloom.